You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. I'm Diane Swanbrough, reporting from the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. Today I'm talking with Carrie Wexler Sherman, who's starting a new study funded by the National Alzheimer's Association. The topic: how step families navigate some of the issues that come up as people age.
Spouse and family caregiving for a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's is incredibly difficult and draining and demanding even in the best circumstances. We've come to believe that being in a late life remarriage or step family context may add additional challenges or stressors for these caregivers. Such added stress may really negatively impact the caregiver's well-being and may potentially compromise their ability to care for the person with dementia. Americans are living longer and more vitally for the most part. People want to have rich and full and complete lives well into old age. So many people are getting into romantic relationships, either by legally getting remarried after they've been divorced or widowed, or living together as romantic partners, or any variation on that. So this is an area and this is a group that's really been underrepresented and really not looked at in terms of what is their experience of navigating the chronic illness issues that come up in later life. 65 years and older, there's about 500,000 people getting legally remarried every year. So that's starting to be a bigger and bigger group. And as the boomers enter later life, this appears to be an issue that we need to really address. I did a smaller scale study on late life remarriage and caregiving for my doctoral dissertation. So I had a chance to do interviews with caregivers in that circumstance. Caregivers talked for the most part about the limited assistance that they received from their adult stepchildren in terms of the day-to-day caregiving assistance. They were surprised and disappointed, actually, by how little assistance they were given. In addition, there were many financial conflicts that caregivers reported, issues around inheritance, questions about how money was being spent, concerns and some conflicts about who was going to inherit what objects. And there were some very dramatic cases where the adult stepchildren really went in and went so far as to take objects out of the home, take heirlooms out of the home, without the person with dementia's permission or without the caregiver's permission. So if there are unresolved issues in a family, they seem to come to the surface in these circumstances. And this leaves the caregivers on the front line to handle a lot of unresolved family issues that they may know very little about.
Dr. Sherman became interested in the complexities of remarried caregiving for personal as well as professional reasons.
My parents were divorced and got remarried after I was grown, so I am an adult child of late life remarried older adults. And when my father had an accident, he required some long-term care, and I really was able to experience firsthand how challenging it can be to negotiate and partner with a step-parent around those care issues. I was very fortunate. My stepmother was very committed to my father and to that care, but it really made me aware and sensitized me to the fact that this was far more complicated or had some unique complications involved, and that decisions about what was communicated, who got access to the doctors, who was making the financial decisions, really started to be something I thought more and more about. I was also working on a caregiver training program, the development of that and research project, and became aware that these late life remarried caregivers were really under-recognized. They were virtually ignored in the literature.
In future research, Sherman hopes to speak with adult stepchildren too. But for her current study, she needs to talk with women and men who remarried late in life and who are now caring for a spouse with Alzheimer's disease or dementia.
We would love to hear from anybody who's in a late life remarriage and who is currently providing care for a spouse with Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And they can call us at the Institute for Social Research, and our number there is area code 734-764-2561. We also have an email address, which is caregiver@umich.edu. The interviews are conducted by telephone at the convenience of the participant. And of course, all information that's shared is kept strictly private and confidential. And we would be very happy to answer any questions.
Carrie Wexler Sherman is a researcher in the Life Course Development Program at the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.